There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from ABC News. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid said today that he plans to return next season.
Ha ha!
Batting away any thought of an impending retirement by making a tongue-in-cheek joke about his status with a franchise that he has led to 3 Super Bowl titles, said Reid today with reporters in a Zoom call. I mean, I think I'm coming back, right? If they'll have me back, I'll come back. You never know in this business. That's a tough one, but I plan on it. Yeah, he's 67 years old. A lot of speculation that the game this weekend against the Raiders will be Travis Kelce's last in a Chiefs uniform. He's an unrestricted free agent after this season. He's getting married next summer to Taylor Swift. He doesn't need it. He's headed for the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
And how lucky we were if he retires. Yep. How lucky we were to have him. Did you see not only did the Steelers' DK Metcalf get suspended for 2 games for going up into the stands, you know, one of the fans has twice, he says, said horrible things to him. Like, I think one of them is a racial slur, so we're clear.
Right.
And he had had enough. He went up into the stands. If his suspension stands for that, he's going to forfeit $500,000 for the 2 games. The suspension could also void almost $50 million in future guaranteed money.
For going into the stands.
Wow. I think if you had said to him, this fan is in the wrong, fan should be kicked out, never to be seen again at an NFL game.
Not worth
but if you go up there, it's not going to be a suspension and a $500,000 fine. You could forfeit $45 million in guaranteed future income.
And the Steelers yesterday lost to the hapless Browns.
God.
And now, we have a story of the stack. I'm not going to bore you with it. But there are a number of games this weekend where it's winner take all.
Yep.
And one of them happens to be the Steelers and Ravens, where the winner goes to the playoffs, the loser goes home. And I think there are like 2 or 3 games this weekend where it's winner take all.
How quickly we all abandoned football.
I didn't.
After the Chiefs.
I like the Steelers.
Exit early. Like, we had it on last night. We had on the terrible game where they went for 2 at the end and never should have.
That
and
was,
then
that
lost.
Was the Bills.
My goodness, what are you thinking? But it's just on. It's background noise. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care. I'm out of my, not fantasy league pick, but my survivor pool. I lost that 2 weeks ago. So now I'm just like, oh God, when does baseball season start again?
It starts in March, okay. Late March.
We got a long way to go.
Well, we still have basketball.
Yeah.
Although.
Name a player. I know.
I can't do it. I was even on the phone. I was on the phone last week with Bob Fesco from The Fan. And he had just recently, you know, he and I, like you, we went to KU. And he was a couple years behind us. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I went and took my kids to Allen Fieldhouse the other night. And I said, Bob, I haven't even watched a game this season. I haven't even watched a game on TV. I don't know who these kids are. I can't name a single
part of that
player.
Is our age, and part of it's the portal.
No, it's the portal. It's the portal.
I still root for KU. I root for K-State for my son.
Name a player.
I can't.
I can give you the starting lineup from the 96-97
team. It's more of a casual watching. Like, it's on in the back. And I want them to win. And then as we march toward February and through February, I really start paying attention then.
That's
how it is.
I don't even know what their record is. I don't even know. I graduated from there. I have no idea what their record is. I can't name. I don't know if they're ranked or not.
Yeah.
I just don't care. I have no interest.
It'll come back as we march toward March. It will. It just does.
I have no interest in following a team that will not be on the team next year.
Well, that's all the teams now.
I know. That's the problem.
All right. Update to a story that we have covered extensively. The Post broke this about an hour ago. They are saying that singer David, who was in Kansas City mm-hmm. when that 14-year-old girl's body was found in his Tesla front trunk, singer David is expected to face murder charges now in the death of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas.
Good.
Here's the update. Prosecutors will likely pursue the case through a grand jury, TMZ is reporting today. Her body, as you know, was discovered inside of a Tesla registered to the singer after the vehicle was towed from the Hollywood Hills area and a place he was staying in September. The car had been abandoned on a hillside. You know the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand why it has taken this long. I think it's going to be very difficult to prove cause and manner of death. It's not difficult to prove he was in a relationship with a 14-year-old girl for which he should go to prison.
Well, I don't dispute that, but you're going to have to be able to prove that he killed her. And where is the video? You own a Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
They record even when the car's not on. Is that correct?
They're constantly recording if there's movement, and to open the front, there's movement. So, right. Yes, so, it would be recording.
So there has to be video.
Correct.
In the car's
guts.
Computer, whatever.
In the internal system in the cloud somewhere, yes.
Of somebody opening up the front trunk of that Tesla and placing a dismembered body in there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The grand jury involved may be, quote, an investigative grand jury. I've never heard that term. A type of panel used to assist authorities in gathering evidence but not issuing indictments. Such grand juries have subpoena document powers, and they can compel testimony from uncooperative witnesses. The singer's day-to-day manager, a man named Robert Morgenroth, testified for several days before the grand jury. A TMZ reporter said they overheard Morgenroth tell his attorney in a courtroom that the prosecutor was, quote, very pushy in questioning why he, meaning
the manager,
did not contact police. Morgenroth allegedly responded, quote, it's not my responsibility, that his role was, quote, to keep the tour moving forward. Let me get this straight. There is a dead child in the trunk of your client's car, mm-hmm. and it's not your responsibility to tell anyone. It's only your responsibility to keep the tour moving forward. Got it.
Well.
My God.
I don't agree with that, obviously, but it's all about the money. There is a dead kid, okay, and I don't mean to break it down in such basic terms, but there is a dead child in the frunk of my client's car. My client is probably going to prison. And again, I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you what he's probably thinking.
Yep.
My client is probably going to prison for a very long time. I have X number of days to milk as much money out of this tour possible.
It's about the money, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That you get paid through.
Because as soon as this tour is over, my client is going to be arrested and he's probably going to jail for a very long time. I don't care about this kid. I only care about myself. And I need to milk as much money out of David with a four as I can while time allows.
It's awful.
And again, I'm not saying it's right. It's despicable.
That's why no one contacted. There's no way what happened to that child could have happened without multiple people helping. I hope they charge every single one of them.
Now, let me ask you this regarding the Tesla and its recording capabilities.
Yeah.
And you seem to know a lot. And part of your Tesla is in the studio right now.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. Hit a garage. So weird.
The right mirror is sitting right there.
Flings off.
I believe that belongs out in the parking lot.
Also recorded.
I'm sure it was. So was the dog that threw a cart into your car. it was a bench. Is there any way to disable the recording system that you're aware of? You can just say, I don't want it recording.
You can
right
turn
now.
Off the mechanism that does that. I think you can. Like, there's a thing where it says, when you're parked at your house, do you want to turn off the recording? And a lot of people do. I don't. I have it recording all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, because you're like, I'm in my garage. I don't need it recording.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that you could subpoena Mama Tesla in the sky, wherever all of this stuff lives.
Up in the cloud.
Or whatever. And there would be some evidence of what was going on that day. They're going to know who opened the frunk and at what time it opened. It records
everything.
Everything.
Huh. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, listen carefully because this is so fun. Phil Collins on social media released this today on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
If you play in the air tonight at 11 p.m., 56 minutes and 20 seconds, 11:56:20.
This will happen at midnight.
Ba-dum, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Is that right? That's 3 minutes into the song?
Phil Collins wrote on Facebook, on his verified account, fun fact, if you play in the air tonight at 11:56 p.m. and 20 seconds is when you have to start the song. 11:56:20. As the ball drops and you ring in the new year, that drum solo hits.
Which is one of the most iconic.
Ever.
And it's not, by the way, as somebody who does play the drums, not as well as he does.
Not particularly difficult.
It is probably the easiest drum roll. It's so simple. But it's so iconic. And I did not realize that that was 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the song.
Yeah. 11 p.m., 56 minutes and 20 seconds. Start the song.
So, if you've ever heard the rumors about that song.
Oh, there's so many rumors.
You know he lives in San Antonio?
Yeah, that there was someone in the audience that killed someone.
Or no, that he had seen someone kill some or drown someone in the ocean.
Yeah, if you told me you were drowning, I wouldn't let Ann. And then the police swoop in and arrest the guy at the concert. It's all right. big old wives' tale.
He has literally said, I saw an interview with him a handful of years ago. He's not physically well. The years sadly are catching up to him. But he said, I have no idea what that song's about. It's just a song, you know? And do you know why he lives in San Antonio? Do you know why? He is a massive Alamo fan.
Oh, I do remember you telling us that.
Yes.
He just loves Texas, loves the Alamo.
He's obsessed with the Alamo. And for reasons I don't know. I mean, I've been to the Alamo a handful of times. It's very very interesting, very nice tour. But it's like, get in, you see it, and you get out.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to it. It's a very small building right in the middle of San Antonio.
All right, rolling along with our musical theme in these stories. A man who stole several mandolins from a store in New Jersey has returned them with a note saying, quote, "Sorry, I've been drunk." There's an unexpected new development in the case of two mandolins stolen from a store in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. The man who took them returned them with a note over the holiday. It said, "Sorry, I've been drunk. Merry Christmas. You are good, man."
Dolan?
The man, get out. The man took them from his store last Monday. Security camera video showed him putting the mandolins inside of his jacket before slipping out of the store. And then my favorite story of the day.
I've been drunk.
And this comes with audio. How many surviving World War II veterans are left?
Oh, there's not many.
Anyway.
Sadly.
One of them over the weekend played the national anthem at a sporting event at age 104.
Mm. Oh, what a great job.
Listen to that crowd. He is 104-year-old World War II veteran Dominic Critelli. He played the national anthem on his saxophone at the Rangers-Islanders game. He's wearing his World War II hat, the World War II veteran hat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He salutes the crowd when he is done. And I don't know that there was a dry eye in that room,
probably
Scott.
Probably not. Says he performed for his buddies who sacrificed their lives in World War II, quote, "That's why I go to these places. I want to do it. I want to represent them, to do something for them. That's all I can do."
During the war, Curtelli flew into enemy territory and provided American troops with supplies. Leading up to the game, Curtelli, who was in combat for 151 days during the war and survived both the Battle of the Bulge and the landing on Normandy, told the Post, "I love this country. If I hadn't come home to this country, I'd be stuck with Mussolini." So he's 104, Scott, Battle of the Bulge and the landing on Normandy. How many of those men are left? It has to be a very small number in their,
I don't know,
in their hundreds. What a moment.
They would almost all be in their hundreds.
What a moment. He was a staff sergeant, by the way, born in 1921.
There was an event. I want to say it was at the last anniversary of the landing on Normandy in June, where, you know, every year they get they get people who had actually landed on Normandy to go to the cemetery that's there. And if I'm not mistaken, and I'm just going off memory here, there were only three
that were able to attend,
that were physically able to attend the ceremony at Normandy.
So figures vary slightly, but it's around 45,000, according to the National World War II Museum.
That's more than I thought.
To 70,000, that's from the VA. The VA estimates up to 70. The National World War II Museum estimates around 45. Most survivors are in their late 90s or older, with more than 200 we are losing every day in recent years.
Well, you know, and hats off, by the way, if you guys are unaware of it, hats off to Tom Brokaw, who years ago realized, hey, we're losing these men and women at an unbelievable clip. And I'm going to start recording their stories.
And he wrote The Greatest Generation.
Greatest Generation. I have that book. It's a brilliant book. And it's very well done. And if you have not seen and I think you have recently, Band of Brothers, if you've never seen that miniseries, I would encourage anyone to go out and, you know, rent or whatever, buy Band of Brothers. I have the DVD box set. And it's 11 episodes long, and it follows Company E from the 101st Airborne Division, not only in the training leading up to Normandy, but also Normandy, and they parachuted behind enemy lines. David Schwimmer's in it.
Yeah. The redheaded British actor that I love that was in Billions. It's very, very
good.
What's
his face from New Kids on the Block? Why am I drawing a blank?
Wahlberg? Is it Wahlberg?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Tom Hardy's in it.
Tom Hardy. Thank you.
Yeah. Donnie Wahlberg is in it. He's absolutely brilliant.
When the veteran finished the rendition of the national anthem ahead of that game, and it's on social media, it's on my Dana Wright KMBZ page if you want to find it when you get home, the entire crowd erupted in chants of USA. And he salutes. And there is not a dry eye in that room.
Oh, I bet not. I bet not. That was fun. Thanks for bringing that to the show. 913-586-7798. Jason, hi. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Telephone number here, if you want to be part of the program, is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Caroline Levitt announcing today she is expecting child number two. A story here from Channel 9. In a late Saturday night social media post, the Union Station account called for the Royals to build the team's next ballpark in downtown Kansas City, Missouri.
Yep.
The post was accompanied by a picture of Union Station lit up in royal blue and described it as a, quote, powerful symbol of a truly generational opportunity rooted in both history and in hope. I've heard from more than one person that the Royals announcement, wherever they're going, is expected in early to mid-January. The post comes as the Kansas City Chiefs announcing last week that the team would move across the state line to Kansas. At the same time, Royals owner John Sherman is trying to find where the team will play ball in 2031.
I'll tell you this.
Union Station wants it at the Washington Square Park.
The Royals have to stay. They have to stay, and I hope that they stay downtown. But I will tell you, we spent a lot of time with family over the weekend who live in other parts of the state.
The state of?
Missouri.
Missouri.
And as you would expect, they were curious about the move. But if you're driving 3 or 5 or 7 hours once a year to come see the Chiefs play, no one cared that the Chiefs are jumping state line.
Really?
Everyone here cares passionately because we're here, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the reason when you go to lawmakers in other parts of the state and you want money from every corner of either state to help pay for something like this, mm-hmm. the residents who live in the outlying areas of either state, I'm telling you right now, do not care what is going on here. In the same way, we would not care that St. Louis lost their football team. Do you remember an uproar over that when St. Louis lost their team? I guarantee you most people listening laughed.
If I remember anything from when the Rams moved to California, it was mockery.
Yeah.
About St. Louis.
I'm just telling you, the Chiefs are a regional treasure, but politically, fiscally, mm-hmm. this is a localized issue, hyper-localized.
It's funny you say that, and I know that you're right. And I saw you guys on Year in Review on Channel 19. Nice job, by the way.
Thank you.
But I live not far from where the Chiefs are going to build their new stadium.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, the text line last week when this was the story of the week, and it was, hell, it was the story of the year, let's be honest. People are like, oh, I can hear you two Johnson Countyans, you know, just lapping it up. You're loving this. Honest to God, I couldn't care less where the Chiefs decided. I recognize it as a huge news story.
Yeah.
You know, and locally important.
But as long as they stay here.
I just wanted them to stay in Kansas, in the Kansas City region. That's right.
Yep.
If they had moved to Lawrence, I wouldn't have cared as long as they stayed.
That's why, Scott, I think if you ask anyone in the outskirts, okay, what would happen if the Chiefs left and went to another state? Most people would go, oh, no, we can't have that. But if you ask them, how do you feel about them moving 15 miles from one area of town to a suburb?
I don't care.
No one outside of this city cares.
Now, it would be my preference, now that the Chiefs have announced that they're going to Kansas.
Absolutely.
In the interest of fairness, and because I recognize what, you know, it's not just having a team, whether it's a football team or a baseball team or an NBA team or NHL or MLS. It outside of this region, they're still the Kansas City Chiefs. You can't buy that sort of free press, you know?
Yeah.
They're not going to be the Kansas City, Kansas Chiefs.
No.
And if you know, the Royals end up at 119th and all, they're not the Overland Park Royals, right? They're just not. They're going to be the Kansas City Royals. I remember when, what was it? The Angels. Years ago, wanted to, you know, their stadium is in Anaheim, and they wanted to get that bigger market feel and reputation, so they changed their name to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And that has since been dropped, but they thought that the team sounded small market if they were the Anaheim Angels, which they were for years. But tell me, if I gave you a map of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and I told you to pinpoint on that map where Jerry World is located.
No idea.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
Absolutely no idea. Dallas-ish or Dallas-adjacent.
Well, they're Dallas-adjacent.
I would have no idea, nor would I care.
They do not play in the city of Dallas. A third of all NFL franchises do not play in the city that bears their name.
Anyway. Thought that was interesting. One of the stories I heard on Middays today, which made me smile and it made me laugh and it made me come up with a couple of answers that I had not heard from our listeners. It comes to us from a small town in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And you talk about industry and all of the things like a stadium or a gigantic business like Panasonic, Scott, that you would want in your town. There are residents in Massachusetts that say they do not want this in their town, despite the jobs it provides.
What is it?
There can
I know what this is. I saw this story this morning.
There can sometimes be too much of a good thing.
Yes. Yes. I saw this story this morning.
Residents of Haverhill, Massachusetts say the smell from the new Dunkin' Donuts factory is too much and they want something done about it. Quote, my house smells like donuts all the time. For 2 months, it's distracting. It's heavy, quoting here from resident Sean Wilson. I don't know what it's going to smell like during the summer. Factory, by the way, is owned by a huge management company. It's 100,000 square feet. It is the largest bakery for Dunkin' Donuts in these entire United States. More than 200 Dunkin' shops are run from the donuts that come out of this store. And the people who live around it say they are done. You want to guess how many donuts come out of there every single day? Every day.
I know the answer. It's more than a million.
More than a million donuts every day. So I ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where did you work or where did you live where that smell was the end of it? Because people are always like, if you work at like Russell Stover, I'm sure people are like, oh my gosh, you must love the smell.
Well, do you remember?
And the workers are like, oh my God, I am so sick of chocolate. I cannot even tell you.
I haven't been on this part of downtown Kansas City in quite a while. So I don't know if it's still there, but do you remember the old Folgers plant that was downtown?
Kind of
like
good.
Near 7th and Broadway or 8th and Broadway. And I had a buddy who had an apartment downtown when we were much younger. And I used to love, not only because, you know, he's a friend. And
who
I wanted
doesn't
to
love
hang,
the smell of coffee?
I would get out of my car when I would go downtown to visit with him, and you could just smell the Folgers plant. And I loved it. I thought, man, you know, if I was single, didn't have kids, I would buy an apartment downtown right here and wake up to that glorious smell every single day.
So I worked at a Mexican restaurant for a second when I was in college.
Dos Hombres.
And the smell of the syrupy margarita mix, the just sugar-filled, bottled margarita mix made me sick back then, and I can't stand it to this day.
Huh.
I have two words for you. Emporia, Kansas. If you are my age or older, they had a meat packing plant there. And when you went into that town, I was in my 20s, it smelled like homicide. It was the most disgusting, dark, old blood smell that you can even, Scott, you knew it. It was uniquely Emporia and it smelled like death.
You have not lived until you've lived next to the Deffenbaugh landfill.
Can you smell it?
So I'm back out in Western Shawnee after 11-year hiatus in Roland Park. I live far enough away now from Deffenbaugh that I cannot. But when Shonda and I were married, we lived in a house in a neighborhood called Hillcrest Farms.
Okay.
Which is just west of the dump.
Did every day smell like trash day?
Well, so not every day smelled like trash day. However, especially in the summer, and those of you who live out in that area by Hillcrest Farms, you know I'm speaking the truth. On a really hot, muggy day, if the wind was blowing just right, you would be out front in your house and it smelled like
death.
Warmed over.
Yeah.
You could smell it. And what's even worse is growing up, between Deffenbaugh and where Shonda and I lived for like 9 years, there's this park called Stump Park, okay? And Stump Park is where all the kids played soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd get there on a fall day. It's early morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it was literally right down the street from our house. But we, you know, and I was always the coach, my kids' coach. We'd get out there on the soccer field. And there were some mornings where just the
putrid,
awful,
rancid.
It felt like the trash was raining down on you. That's how strong the odor could be sometimes.
Any of you who grew up in Topeka back in the day, specifically up north, Hill's Pet Products, it was called something else prior. I think it was GF. It was a dog food manufacturing plant.
Oh, sure.
There is no smell like that smell. I would put it up there with trash and...
The dog food plant?
Oh, because I don't know, but there are certain things that they put in some of those products that are animal death adjacent, and it smelled like death. I mean, just the worst smell you can imagine.
Huh.
Donuts? I would take donuts over trash, margarita mix, and dog food all day long.
So was the meatpacking plant called IBP?
Yeah, IBP. Okay, so Emporia.
Somebody says on the text line, Emporia either smelled like IBP
yep.
or Dolly Madison, depending on which way the wind was blowing. Do they have a big Dolly Madison plant there or
Give
something?
Give me the Dolly Madison all day long. In fact, my mom used to work there when she was in college at Emporia's Teachers College. My mom worked at Dolly Madison.
Is that right?
She never said she got sick of the Hostess Cupcakes things. You know, the little cakes with the things on them, the little rolls?
Yes. Mike in Topeka, you hang tight. We got a couple open lines if you want it. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
By the way, I know everybody is aware that it got remarkably cold overnight and into this morning. We went from there the deviation between yesterday morning's temperature and the temperature this morning was 52 degrees.
Oh, I told you.
52.
Mother Nature had menopause yesterday, and today it's like, oh,
she's not playing. She's not playing.
I'm not playing.
Not playing around at all. Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Help. Hello. Not hell. Hello.
as Dana was mentioning, Topeka has the dog food plan, and I'm sure you could probably also remember the Frito-Lay plan that is on the south side of town that is awful, awful, god-awful putrid smell. But in recent years, we've also gotten Reese's Fine Foods, and I'm pretty sure they misspelled the word fetid donkey excrement and fine foods because it's anything but fine.
Is that what it smells like?
Oh, my God, it's awful. And so now there's, we've got the dog food plant on the north side, Reese's on the east side, and Frito-Lay on the south side. So all sides of the town are pretty much covered. So on any given day, you're smelling funk rank just nastiness coming from any given direction.
Mike, my mom used to say she thought one of those plants smelled more like French fries. And I'm like, I don't know what kind of French fries you've been eating. That does not smell like fries.
I will say there are some days where I don't know if it's just they're running a different product or what, but Frito-Lay sometimes does smell really good and it smells like fresh French fries. But that's the rarity. The vast majority of the time, it's like, it's almost like smelling dead bodies just hanging over the whole city. It's just awful, awful smell.
Okay. Good thoughts. Okay. See you, Mike. Now, in fairness, real quick, because Dana and I were talking during the break, and I showed her an aerial map of Western Shawnee and how close Shonda and I used to live to Deffenbaugh. And yes, on certain days, you could feel the smell. You could almost feel it. And but I want to be fair to Deffenbaugh. The majority of the time, even though we were right there, I mean, you could literally from our master bedroom window, you could see the mountain that is Deffenbaugh.
Scott, we spend a lot of time at Lake Quivira.
Yes.
I have never smelled it.
So I
not in the summer.
Yeah. Oh,
I've never smelled it. And people said, oh, you're going to smell that. Yeah. I've never smelled it.
So it was definitely not every day. Sometimes you would go weeks without smelling the dump. But since
the dump.
What?
Sometimes you go weeks without smelling a dump.
Yeah. So anyway, but that one day when you're out there golfing or doing whatever, when you get that one whiff, it's like Satan has opened the gate of hell.
I'm telling you, it's been 2 years, and maybe I'm just never there on the day where the wind is the certain way. Like, I don't know.
Just let me know when it happens.
I will, because I'll know. Are you going to give me my readers back, by the way?
Yes, I am. As soon as the show is over,
we walk in today, you guys. We're both so blind that Scott says to me, can I have your readers?
I said, I forgot mine at home.
Well, you can have these. I'll have to go down to my car and dig around for another pair. I got 30 pair. He now wears mine. You look like Minnie Pearl over there.
Thank you.
And I had to go to the car and get mine because yours didn't work for me.
Well,
we need a glasses client between you and I. We're just like Roman Eliad.
The ice center of Overland Park or something. by the way, the fired Jackson County assessor.
Gail.
Gail McCann-Beatty is filing a lawsuit against the county alleging wrongful termination.
Well, she did find out during a news conference that her services would no longer be needed.
Inappropriate termination announcement, but not wrongful termination.
I don't think it was inappropriate.
Birthdays today. Jude Law is 53. Ted Danson is 78.
Wow.
And John Voight is 87. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, Jason Hine, nice job, young man. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.